This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Senior Talk is made possible by our sponsors, the Springs Dry Eye Center. You can visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com and Motto Mortgage Platinum. Be sure to visit them at platinum-mortgage.com. That's platinum-mortgage.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, longtime friend, regular guest, I'd say every year or so we have you back on the show here, Kelsey Heermans, Executive Director of the Senior Resource Council. Kelsey, thank you so much for coming back into the studio. Welcome back to Senior Talk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How's that for an introduction?
It was wonderful.
You're back.
I'm back.
All right. Well, you know, for listeners who may not have heard you join us in the past, take a few moments, share a little bit about your background and really what brought you to doing what it is you do today with the Senior Resource Council.
I have been working in senior care since I was 16. I actually started as a cook in assisted living in a small town in Minnesota. And I knew then it sparked my passion for helping our aging community. So I went to college in Denver for healthcare management. And I've always worked in senior care in some way. So I stumbled upon this role about 2.5 years ago, and it's been the perfect fit for me.
Fantastic. So you're the executive director of the Senior Resource Council. What is that? What is the Senior Resource Council?
So the Senior Resource Council is a nonprofit membership organization. We've actually been around for almost 30 years now, and it's just a really neat group of people. We're made up of individuals and businesses that serve seniors in some way, shape, or form, and they're committed to learning more, getting educated, and collaborating with others. So what we do is get everybody together. We provide plenty of education and events and ways to really grow their business here in the Springs so that we can serve seniors better.
So a resource council, and this is something that being a member, a longtime member of the Senior Resource Council, it's a resource or a collective or collaborative of senior resources for the community, but also to benefit the businesses themselves as far as being a collaborative of those businesses together, networking, camaraderie, working together to serve our aging population.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's the one unique thing about our group is we're not just a networking group. There's many of those out there, but we try to really strive for collaboration, even amongst competitors. We've seen some really neat things happen when everybody gets to know each other's business and learns who they can trust and who they can refer their clients to.
Absolutely. So you said about 30 years ago is when the Senior Resource Council was founded here in Colorado Springs, and it is an organization that's unique to the Colorado Springs area. You know, what was the primary mission? You know, why was it started? What was the goal?
So there's a group of people who got together, and originally it started as more of a conversational housing group. So directors from all of the different types of housing communities in the Springs wanted to get together and talk to each other about problems they're having, any ways that they can help each other, bounce ideas off of each other. And also, if they couldn't take a client, who else could? So it started as more of conversation, and then they decided to make it more of a formal setting, turned it into a nonprofit. And then over the years, it's really just kind of morphed into this organization that it is now. So our mission really is to provide education and information and networking to our members for the purpose of enhancing and enriching the lives of seniors.
Fantastic. So how many members are there actively, I guess, participating in the Senior Resource Council today?
We were typically around 130 to 150 members, just depending on the time of year. And it's really exciting to see all of the new businesses that are forming, but also old businesses that are now getting more involved in the SRC.
Fantastic. So what types of businesses are we talking about? I mean, there's a wide variety or a lot of diversity with the different individuals, organizations, and companies that are members of the Senior Resource Council.
Absolutely. So it's not just your housing communities, home cares, hospice. It's, you know, any business that wants to learn how to serve seniors better. So we have financial individuals, mortgage companies, banks, car dealerships, you know, anybody that feels like they could benefit from our group.
And you are actively looking for new members for the Senior Resource Council. And it's important to highlight the diversity of the different members that are currently a part of the Senior Resource Council. But for those who don't know, El Paso County is leading the country, fastest growing county in the entire nation for our senior population, 65 and older. So while you may not classify your business or your employer as a senior service or a senior business, you are. You absolutely are. And if you're not, you're going to be very quickly, as we almost triple our senior population here locally from about 70,000 to over 200,000 in the next 15 to 20 years or so. So what are the benefits to becoming a member?
You know, there's many benefits. I would say our biggest benefit, number one, is the education you're going to receive. So we have a dedicated committee of volunteers who helps me put together our monthly member events that we do. We look at all of the relevant topics, what's going on in senior care, in healthcare in general. Maybe it's a business topic, how to grow your business, how to keep employees. You know, we really try to stay relevant to what's going on right now. And then, of course, you know, what spurs from that is just natural networking and collaboration. You start coming to events with us, you're going to meet new people every single time. Each of our events yields anywhere from 40 to 100 people. And so it's just a great way to start getting more involved in our senior community. You'll also be listed on our website as a resource, which is a great tool for seniors and their caregivers in the community. When they, you know, maybe they're on Google and they search for home care Colorado Springs, a lot of times our website will pop up and list the particular companies that are members of the SRC.
Fantastic. Now, if we have listeners who want to find out more about the resources available for seniors in Colorado Springs, or if they're a representative of a business who isn't currently a member or a senior-focused business, how do listeners get involved? How do they reach out to the Senior Resource Council?
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways. Our website is seniorresourcecouncil.org. A lot of our information is listed there. There's a contact us form as well. So if you are looking for resources, feel free to use that. And myself or one of our ambassadors would get back to you within 24 to 48 hours with some ideas on resources. You can also come to our office. I would recommend making an appointment first. Our phone number is 719-260-0744. You can always call that and we can direct you to some of our members.
Fantastic. Kelsey Hermans, Executive Director of the Senior Resource Council. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and we'll be right back here with Senior Talk.
Senior Talk is brought to you by the Dry Eye Center, Colorado's dry eye experts. Did you know that 86% of dry eye problems have one source? That's something called meibomian glands. I can't spell it if I tried, but the Dry Eye Center uses cutting-edge technology to treat the root cause of dry eyes for long-term dry eye relief. For a free dry eye exam and consultation, call the Dry Eye Center today at 719-355-7178. Again, that's 719-355-7178, or visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com. That's dryeyecenter.com.
Senior Talk is made possible by our friends at Motto Mortgage Platinum. If you want to buy a great home, refinance, or explore the option of a reverse mortgage, first you need a great loan. Motto Mortgage Platinum works directly with multiple lenders to find the mortgage that's right for you. Visit them online today at platinum-mortgage.com or by calling 1-833-DO-MOTTO. That's D-O-M-O-T-T-O. NMLS 1788892. Each Motto Mortgage office is independently owned and licensed, equal credit opportunity, and regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our guest today, our friend from the Senior Resource Council, Kelsey Hermans. Thank you again for joining us today. It's good to get a little refresher on the organization that's really unique to our community here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
So each year, the Senior Resource Council really focuses on, in addition to everything that the group does, but really putting on three major events for our community. I want to take a little bit of time here today and really kind of dive into each of these events. First, one that I always like to kick off with, what we call the Joe Hengem Senior Accolades event. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Joe Hengem was one of our co-founders almost 30 years ago, and was really instrumental in the Senior Resource Council and where it is today. So we have named this event in his honor, and it's a really neat event that we do where we nominate and recognize people who are going above and beyond in our community. So that might be a volunteer, a business professional, or even a business that is really just going above and beyond to serve our seniors. So what we do is we provide a really fancy dinner, drinks, we have a great speaker, and then we announce the winner at the event. And it's just a really fun time to give back and thank the people in our community who are really doing some great things.
So it's really, and it's nomination based. So, our colleagues within the community, we nominate for those different categories. And then there's probably a group of panelists or judges that select those final winners?
Yeah, absolutely. Every year we gather a different group of seniors within the community. This year we're using a group of seniors from McKenzie Place, and we are doing the voting actually in about 2 weeks, so we're pretty excited about that.
So the seniors pick the winners.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. How long have you been doing this event?
This event has been going on for about 10 or 11 years now.
Fantastic. The Joe Hengem Senior Accolades event, a good way to kind of highlight the shining stars of our community in what we're doing to serve the seniors. The next event I want to talk about, probably the most publicized, most visible, largest event that the Senior Resource Council puts together, the Holiday Dinner Dance. Tell us about this event.
This event It's a special night to remember. It's hard to explain unless you've actually experienced it. This will be our 17th year.
Wow.
We do it at the City Auditorium downtown, which is a beautiful venue for this event. It's November 16th this year. Rocky Mountain Healthcare Services PACE program is always our platinum sponsor. They provide all of the food, which is always fantastic. So what we do, we serve 500 seniors a free holiday meal and have live music and dancing from the New Century Big Band.
Big band music.
It is so much fun. Dance floor.
Paint a picture, for folks who maybe haven't seen this firsthand. It's almost like senior prom. It's prom for seniors.
It really is. I mean, some of the seniors have been coming almost the entire time we've been doing this, and it's something they look forward to every year because they may not have another chance to have a fancy holiday meal, a dance. They get dressed to the nines. I mean, fur jackets, sequin ball gowns, suits, and they know how to dance. Let me tell you, it's just such a really neat event. And there's no way we could do it without all of our members and sponsors, and especially Rocky Mountain Healthcare PACE, who really makes that possible.
I want to highlight that food. That's like top quality chef food. This isn't like, don't picture like nursing home food. I mean, this is high class, delicious, gourmet food.
It is. It's always wonderful. They always have a great dessert. It's so much fun. Their entire kitchen staff comes to help serve and clean up. It's really a wonderful event.
You know, there was a neat story, I think last year or the year before, where there was actually a couple that had met at the Holiday Dinner Dance, and then they later connected and ended up getting married, right? I mean, it was a place for someone to fall in love.
Absolutely. We've had plenty of really neat stories to share, so we're really glad that we get to do it every single year with the help of all of our partners.
Okay, so I want to talk about how you said 500 people, 500 guests, dinner, dancing, big band music, dressed to the nines, top-notch, world-class event, and it always gets booked up. Always a packed house. When can seniors start to expect to maybe make their reservations for this year's event? And when you announce that information, your phone's going to start ringing.
Absolutely. Typically, we open reservations about 6 weeks before the event. So my recommendation is just to stay tuned on our website. We will post the exact date. And we have a reservation phone number. It is different than our main SRC phone number. So what we do is we basically have a live phone bank taking reservations for the first 2 weeks. And it typically fills up within 2 or 3 weeks.
Fantastic. So what's the website again for our listeners to kind of stay tuned and watch out for that that information on when they can book their seats for the holiday dinner dance?
So our website is just seniorresourcecouncil.org. You can also keep in touch with the Colorado Springs Senior Center. They actually host our live phone bank. So you can call them, you can call us as it gets a little bit closer to make sure you can get on the list.
Okay. Now, I want to highlight, I mean, all the events really are put together by volunteers, but specifically, you know, the holiday dinner dance, what a fun way. I love the holidays, and it's such a fun way to get involved with the holidays and giving back to your community. But the holiday dinner dance is 100% put together by volunteers. What areas do you typically need help in for maybe listeners who are saying, you know what, maybe that's something I want to get involved with and give back and volunteer some of my time? Or, you know, how does that work? What areas?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a really amazing core set of volunteers that helps plan this event every year. But we're always looking for volunteers to help at the event and help with the check-in process, help with serving, help with getting folks back to their car. There's so much that can be done, and it's such a fun event to participate in. So if you are interested in getting more involved, reach out to me at any time, and I'll make sure to get you plugged into that email list.
I think in the past you've even had Air Force cadets volunteer and help out with valet parking and things like that.
Absolutely. We try to do that every year, and, you know, the guests just love that. They end up dancing with them, and it's just, it makes the evening even that much more special.
Holiday dinner dance with a cadet, right?
Right.
That's the new advertising slogan there. Fantastic. We're going to take one last quick break to hear from our sponsors here on Senior Talk, and we'll be right back with our friend Kelsey Hermans, the Executive Director of the Senior Resource Network. Senior Talk is made possible by our friends at Motto Mortgage Platinum. If you want to buy a great home, refinance, or explore the option of a reverse mortgage, first you need a great loan. Motto Mortgage Platinum works directly with multiple lenders to find the mortgage that's right for you. Visit them online today at platinum-mortgage.com or by calling 1-833-DO-MOTTO. That's D-O-M-O-T-T-O. NMLS 1788892. Each Motto Mortgage office is independently owned and licensed, equal credit opportunity, and regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Senior Talk is brought to you by the Dry Eye Center, Colorado's dry eye experts. Did you know that 86% of dry eye problems have one source? That's something called meibomian glands. I can't spell it if I tried, but the Dry Eye Center uses cutting-edge technology to treat the root cause of dry eyes for long-term dry eye relief. For a free dry eye exam and consultation, call the Dry Eye Center today at 719-355-7178. Again, that's 719-355-7178, or visit them online today at dryeyecenter.com. That's dryeyecenter.com.
Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Our friend, our guest, Kelsey Hermans from the Senior Resource Council. Thanks for coming in the studio and hanging out with us this morning, Kelsey.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
So we covered a little bit in our first, you know, half or two was the kind of the history of the Senior Resource Council. And then we've been highlighting really three major events that you like to host and put together for our community. First, we covered the Joe Hengem Senior Accolades event, which really is a good way to acknowledge, you know, the best of the best when it comes to volunteers and businesses and professionals within our community. Then we covered the fan favorite, the senior favorite, the holiday dinner dance. 17 years we've been putting this together. There is an opportunity for folks to get involved and volunteer with these different events. How can our listeners get in touch with the Senior Resource Council for more information and more so to volunteer and get involved?
Absolutely. So our website is a great place to find information about upcoming events, which is seniorresourcecouncil.org. And our phone number is 719-260-0744.
All right. Last but not least, I think last year we called it the Golden Guidance Series. This was the former Senior Expo, which again has been going on for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about the former Senior Expo, the new version of it, and what that looks like.
So we've been doing a Senior Expo for about 25 years now, and it has been in many shapes and forms. Last year, we tried something a little different where we actually split the expo up into four Saturdays to make it more intimate, a little more on a smaller scale. We've taken feedback from that event and all of the other ones we've done in the past and have put together a really new and exciting expo for this year. So it's going to be June 1st from 8:30 to 2 p.m. We're going back to the Marriott Rock Rimmon, which is a great location. It's free for the public to attend, and we have we'll have 70 or more vendors, lots of expert speakers. You know, what we want to focus on this year is making sure that all the attendees that come, whether you're a senior, whether you're a child of a senior, or you're taking care of your grandparents, we want to make sure you get the information you came to get. So when you walk in, it will be very individualized. If you're looking for something specific, we will have a volunteer there to lead you to where you need to be, whether it's a vendor or a speaker. We want to make sure that it's not just a free event. You come to grab a few free things. We really want to make sure that education piece is there.
Well, it's an experience. You know, you get the benefits of kind of seeing those different vendors, tables, information. You go, I mean, again, resource. This is where you go and find out information about the different services that benefit the aging population here in town. More so diving into, like you said, the education piece. I had the pleasure last year to give a presentation on what I call the care gap, something I've ranted and raved about here, you know, and stood on my soapbox for years on Senior Talk, talking about, you know, the growth of our senior population. But there's no resources or finances, more so, to pay for these folks who kind of fall into that gap. So it's a great way to get educated. Senior living, the care gap, paying for care, all sorts of different components that you can go. So you're highlighting again the educational part this year?
Absolutely. So we'll have speakers going throughout the entire day. We'll have three different speaker rooms, probably anywhere from 18 to 20 different presentations, and then some really amazing vendors inside. We will focus on having what we're calling a grandparents' corner. So there'll be some items for purchase, you know, not only vendors that provide senior services, but maybe some gifts that they can take home to their children or their grandchildren. So we want to make it an all-around fun event where you do leave feeling like you got some value out of it.
Fantastic. And no doubt you'll probably need some volunteers for this event as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, the day of, we're going to need as many as we can get people who are interested in helping with check-in, helping with information, taking guests to where they need to be, and just making sure everyone is comfortable with what the information that they're getting.
And how can listeners find out most information about the Senior Resource Council and really how to get involved?
Yeah, our website or calling us or emailing me. So our website is the Senior Resource Council. .org, and our phone number is 719-260-0744.
Fantastic. I want to wrap back around to really kind of where we started our conversation today and highlight, you know, as we start to run a little low on time here, I want to highlight again the importance of an organization like that. You know, we talked about how rapidly aging our population is, specifically here in Colorado Springs and El Paso County. You know, why is it important to have an organization like the SRC?
I think it really comes down to that collaboration and the trust and the integrity of these businesses that are joining the SRC. So, you know, not only are you benefiting for your own business by getting educated, by networking, but you're also learning about all of the other resources available so that you can serve your client to the best of your ability. Chances are, if they come to you, Greg, for home care, they're also going to need somebody to help them with their finances. Maybe they want to downsize. They need a realtor. For you to have those people in your back pocket is so beneficial to not only you, but also the seniors here.
And I want to encourage everybody who isn't a member of the Senior Resource Council, if you're a business owner, if you're in a marketing role or an advertising role or kind of a community liaison role or a sales representative and based here in Colorado Springs, our population is aging. If you're not currently serving seniors, you will be very quickly. So get in touch with the Senior Resource Council. Come to one of the events. I mean, we have, so there's general membership events that we do quarterly where the members kind of get together. You have networking opportunities. You have presentations, right? So kind of lunch and learn type scenarios.
Absolutely. We have something going on at least once a month, and we're looking at adding even more opportunities for open networking for people who aren't members that might want to learn more about us. For example, next week on Wednesday, we have a lunch and learn. Mayor Southers is coming to speak to our organization. That one is at a restaurant. It's almost sold out already, but he's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on at the city level, what they're doing, you know, maybe for seniors here in the community.
Fantastic. Kelsey, I want to thank you again for joining us this morning here on Senior Talk. Before we go, one more time, share with our listeners how they can best get in touch with you to find out information on the Senior Resource Council.
Sure. Our website is seniorresourcecouncil.org, and our phone number is 719-260-0744.
Fantastic. Thank you again for taking the time to come in and join us again. We'll have you back in the future. You know, every year we'll just bring you in at this time to do a little recap. Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call around the clock, 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., 92.5 FM, in the podcast section of KRDO.com under the radio tab for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, the Springs Dry Eye Center, and Motto Mortgage Platinum.